This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So I got two boys. I don't know if I could call them teenage because one's kind of already over 18, but, you know, they're your babies, so the boys. They love video games. Battlefront, Call of Duty, GTA. They like their games. I don't know if they really got big in Fortnite. I played Fortnite a little bit. I stink at it. I like video games, but I stink at it. I don't have time, so I don't play a lot of video games. But, you know, kids like video games. When you got boys, boys play video games. That's kind of what boys do. All right? And girls do, too. Well, I don't know if you guys have been kind of following the murders that happened in Canada. There was a couple who died, China Deese and Lucas Fowler. I believe they were shot. And then a university professor, Len Dyke, he was also killed. And I guess on the hunt, our police are now searching for Breyer Schmigelsky and Cam McLeod, 18 and 19-year-olds who are now suspects in the murders. And in the news, they bring out how one of the boys, the father of one of the boys, says he loved military video games. And again, the debate keeps coming back as to, are these video games making kids mass murders? I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced. However, it is worth discussing. Okay? We have some pretty awful killings going on and some real bad stuff happening with a younger population. Adam Lanza, James Holmes, Jared Loughner. These are people who we were reportedly were into video games. Now, it's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples, okay? You know, the average kid plays video games. And my take on it, I'm biased, my take on it is, a video game is a video game, but if you have mental illness, yeah, it might spur something. But if you're a healthy kid, a video game is not going to turn you into a mass murder. All right? I'm not convinced. The problem is parents and the media, and people don't really like that sort of theory, because the next question is, well, how do you know if your kid has a mental illness or not? Okay, you know, all of us parents were like, oh, my kid is normal. Even the father of one of these children, he's like, my kid was not supposed to be a murderer. This is not him. Yet, get this. Neighbors told Daily Mail that Breyer Schmigelsky had a Nazi obsession and behaved strangely. Okay, how does the parents not know that? Somebody who idolizes the Nazis. Okay, that kid's whack. I'm sorry. There's the proof. Okay, now, I'm not saying we round up everybody who's a Nazi sympathizer, but I think kids with mental illness give us signs. And I think parents are the most blind. Or they do see it, but they want to protect their kid. And they're like, there's no way I'm going to get my kid help because my kid's going to be taken away from me. Or my kid will never be able to get a job because he's going to be branded as somebody with mental illness. Remember, a lot of the people that have kids that age still look at mental illness as a stigma. What we're supposed to do is go, wait a second, if my kid has an issue, just like somebody having diabetes, it's a disease, we get it fixed, and nothing bad happens to them, so they can get a job. Nobody really has to look at the medical records, but no, that's not what people are thinking. Medical records now are on electronic medical records, which means you tell a doctor that you fantasize about killing somebody you know, let's say you're on drugs or you had a bad day. That could technically follow you for life if somebody hacks that computer. And that's why parents are scared. And they don't want to report, yeah, you know, my kid is doing something funny. Or they love their kid so much they're in denial, like, my kid would never kill anybody. So now, what do we do with these video games? Okay, now, have you ever, like, seen the video games? Okay. Oh, there's a cowboy video game my kid is playing. What's that called? Oh, it's, is it Red Dead Redemption? Okay. Yeah, it's this, like, sexy cowboy that goes and kills people. So, my kids will say, Mom, play. Now, I'm really good at shooting and archery in real life. On video games, I'm not as, I mean, I need to practice and I need to take time. So I fail to blow the bad guy's head to smithereens. And my kids are like, Mom. So I'm like, no, I'll get better at it. So I practice, and I practice, and I practice. I'm like, look, I was able to kill him. I killed him. I'm like, hey, Mom. Okay, so this is what kids are doing. They, you know, a big social network now is kids play with each other online. I mean, I hear students after they graduate, they're like, oh, don't worry, we stay in touch because we game together. And again, you could chat, you could whatever. So it's like real time, rather than all being in the same room, you guys are across the country and you're playing a game. And so, you know, if you suck, nobody wants to play with you. So there is this drive to be really, really good at playing, really good at killing the bad guy. With Battlefront, you got to kill Darth Vader if somebody's Darth Vader. And so there is this push, which means psychologically, if you're a little off and you play these games for hours, there is an argument that this is what you have a passion for. This is what you become good at. So then when you do get angry, you may disassociate and lose that sense of reality on how you should project that anger. But it's not going to happen to a healthy person. Somebody who's healthy or God-loving and, I mean, it's not going to turn around and say, you know what, I'm going to take a battleship. Or, you know, I'm going to take my, I don't know, over-under or Colt 45, and I'm going to start shooting people. That's not what they do. The problem is you do have people out there that are very, very angry, and they're antisocial. They don't have friends. So they find solace in a video game world. I mean, they're playing with people in Australia, all over the place. In fact, I hear them fighting with each other. People, I guess, fight with each other online, calling each other horrible things. And so if you have a child with mental illness, many times they'll go to video games. And so, like I said, I'm not convinced video games will change somebody to be mentally ill. But if you have a child with a mental illness, you need to get them evaluated and kind of talk to them. And if they say, oh, yeah, I love the Nazis, I would say get that kid help like now. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. Marcus from Fort Lauderdale. Thank you. We got listeners in Fort Lauderdale. Love you guys. Wants me to talk about, his email's really long. I'm not going to read it. But what message would I give the millennials in order to fix this country? And he, you know, talks about the issues with health care, Medicare, taxes, jobs. And Marcus is a baby boomer. And putting his email aside, I want to just kind of go off on a tangent here. There's a big rift between the baby boomers and the millennials. I'm a Generation X, so I'm in between. Those of us born in the 70s, you know, maybe up to, I think Generation Xers are 65 to 81, 1965 to 81ers. Those of us born during that period. And then the millennials were born after 81, I believe. And then the Generation Zs, millennials are Generation Y, Generation Zs are the ones born after 95. So my sons are Generation Zs. And the baby boomers and the millennials don't seem to get along, just like the traditionalists, you know, didn't seem to get along that much with the Generation Z Xers. So they have to get along with their kids, the younger kids. And us parents are always reluctant to badmouth our kids, right? You know, we're just kind of like, well, you know, but we do. And when you have that, you know, that rift, you know, older people are kind of jealous and envious. They always say youth is wasted on the young. Man, if I could be young again and I could have smartphones and Google and not have to go to a library and, you know, buy an encyclopedia set to look something up. Man, you know what I could have done? All right. And, you know, the younger people are like, okay, you know, you older people have no idea what we're going through. We are going through hell. And you're going, wait, going through hell? Have you been drafted for a war? Have you, you know, have you served in the military? Have you, you know, were you worried about, you know, the Cold War and nuclear attacks? And, you know, so, you know, there's this back and forth all the time. And, many of us will say, well, you have to embrace, you have to understand times are changing. In order to connect with the youth, you have to be a little bit more progressive. People freak out that progressive means liberal. Not always. Okay, you can progress, right, without having to, you know, promise the treasury to everybody. And I understand that, you know, for negotiating, you got to make sure both sides win. You got to make sure both sides are heard, are listened to, and both sides have their needs addressed. So older individuals are a little freaked out, and understandably so, because we're hearing that suicides are up, we're hearing that drug use is up, we're hearing people are unhappy, people are expecting more. You know, I'm hearing from some of these clinics where, you know, they help, you know, those that are underserved, that you would think, because I remember when, you know, I had to man and work at, you know, underserved clinics, you know, people would be so grateful. Oh, my gosh. In the 90s, it was like, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I mean, and they loved seeing medical students. And it was, so many people were so grateful. And I'm hearing in some of these places that, well, why aren't you paying for this, too? And you can't expect me to pay for this. Or what? I have to do what? Why don't you do that for me? And I'm not saying that's all of them, but the attitudes are starting to change a little bit. And so when you're older and you're like, okay, well, you don't understand. I mean, you're getting free care. You're getting, we're letting you be in this country for free, or we're spending our time and our own money on you. And what? You know, it makes people mad. The only problem is you have to understand, you know, with some of the newer generations, whether they're homeless or whether they're working or whatever, their world is different than ours. And their challenges, and we've talked about that, the millennials' challenge, is they have absolutely no privacy. And if they try to become a hermit, that hurts them in the job world. I can't tell you how many times I've applied for a job, and they're like, we need your Facebook, and we need your Instagram, and your Twitter accounts. I'm like, why? Is it because you want to see where I politically lean? I mean, there's no privacy. And so the millennials live in a world where if they don't socialize and have that, they're looked at as outcasts. If they do, their whole life is being looked at. And so you almost have to be fake. You almost have to have accounts that just display what you want them to display. And so they aren't getting a lot of realism. Their friends don't look like they do in real life on Instagram or Facebook. Their dates look nothing like it. When you meet somebody online, it is like a 180-degree difference. And so they're living in a world that's fake. Go to college, you'll get a degree, you'll get a job. That job is, poof, going to probably be gone in 5-10 years. So they have a very unstable foundation. Many of them don't own a home. They don't know when the next recession is going to hit. They don't have health care. If they do have health care, it's not the best. And so they don't really have anything that is stable. I mean, with us, you know, when we would buy a telephone, all right, that telephone would be with us, you know, for years. I could see old whipped cream on it, right, from, you know, from a birthday party from 3-4 years ago. When you bought something, you kept it. Now, everything changes. Everything changes. Phone is new. Computer's new. Even if you do have a computer, it dies. And if you didn't upload your stuff onto a cloud, and again, no privacy. So if the average millennial is worried about job security, right, they're worried about if they could, you know, pay for their home or keep their home, you know, because, again, the housing market. If, you know, their friends, a lot of them have, you know, fake relationships or, you know, are only letting them see what they want to see. If a lot of their relationships are superficial, that's not the easiest generation. And so we have to understand where they're coming from. And we better understand it soon because they're the ones that are going to support the Xers and the baby boomers. In fact, they're already starting to. So we need to get them. You're not going to change a generation and make them tougher. All right? We don't want another war. We don't want a draft. Okay? And that's not going to make a generation tougher. I mean, look what happened in the 60s. I mean, that was a big rift. Things are easier for people, but there's newer problems. And that's how you have to kind of look at it. All right? We didn't have to worry about somebody accidentally taking a picture of us bending over, picking something up at Walmart, and our butt with our underwear showing, going all over the internet. We didn't have that fear. If we bent over and somebody accidentally saw our underwear, no big deal, we got to move on. If we owned a business and there was an unhappy customer because they didn't like how the guacamole was seasoned and they left, all they did was just gripe to their friends and family. You didn't have something going online that the whole world could read where somebody could lie that there are rats and roaches in the restaurant. So there is a whole new set of problems people have. I mean, I can't tell you, doctors are just beside themselves with the whole Yelp concept. Somebody gets a bill, doesn't pay the bill, they go to collections. And instead of going on Yelp saying, you know what, I didn't want to pay my bill, I'm mad at my insurance company for not covering more, you know, I'd rather save the money for, you know, a vacation. That's not what they put on Yelp. They say the doctor almost killed me. The doctor's like, wait a second, who is this person? You know, because it's a fake name. And then their Yelp ratings go down. They're like, well, wait a second. Who is this? And it was just somebody they sent to collections for not paying a bill. That's a problem. So now our business name, our PR, our reputations are at stake. Nothing is private. If you do something wrong, I mean, you know, let's say a doctor had a problem with a patient and they got sued. Okay, yeah, it would go to the medical board. You could call the medical board and get that information. Now that stuff is all over the internet and then the media can twist it. Doctor almost kills the patient by allowing their colon cancer to grow. You're like, what happened? Nothing. Patient came in. I referred them. It took them a month to get into the referral. Oh, so you didn't kill the patient. No, I didn't kill the patient. It took them a month to get in because there's a backlog of the specialists. We hardly have any specialists in town. So, you know, what advice would I give the millennials? Just be a little patient with us older folks. We understand you guys are going through a lot. But then on the other end, do, if you want to please the older folks, you know, every now and then, try to meet them halfway and say, look, you know, I'm so glad I wasn't drafted for Vietnam. So glad I didn't have parents who grew up in the Depression. You know, I understand we have some things better, you know, and we're blessed. If you just tell people you're blessed and you're grateful for what you have, that usually everybody kind of agrees. The 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Give me the news, I got a collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday at the Pentagon, President Trump participates in a full honors welcome ceremony for the new Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper.
At the Department of Defense, Secretary Esper will work with more than 2 million service members and hundreds of thousands of civilian employees, all dedicated to one critical mission, the defense of the nation and of this great nation's people. I have absolute confidence that Mark will ensure that our incredible military is fully prepared to deter conflict and to defeat any foe.
The death penalty is being reinstated by the Justice Department. Attorney General Bill Barr says in a statement that the Justice Department owes it to the victims and the families to carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there may be an HIV, quote-unquote, implant that could possibly be a game changer in preventing new HIV cases. It's a device by Merck, and it has proven success in rodents and monkeys, and they think it's safe for at least 3 months and 12 human volunteers. Now, again, this is a pharmaceutical company doing the latest research. I know people don't like pharmaceutical companies, but we need them, remember. And Experts are pretty excited about this. If successful, this device, containing Merck's new HIV-abating drug, islatravir, would be the equivalent of switching from the birth control pill to the long-lasting implant to prevent pregnancy. Those people that have trouble remembering to take their daily pill could now do this. And if it's an implant, you don't have to worry about somebody forgetting, not taking it right. And their implant can be replaced annually. How much will it cost? We don't know yet. We also don't know if it'll work in humans. But they say that the effects, right, could last a year. And then once a year, you get this changed out. HIV used to be a death sentence, and it's not anymore. It's fantastic that we've been able to have so many breakthroughs. Of course, the biggest thing we need to do is still try to prevent HIV from being spread. A lot of people want to use PrEP Truvada. If we could take a daily Truvada dosing and do that in an injectable or implantable form. You know, implantable birth control has been very popular. We used to have, now we have Nexplanon, but we used to have, oh my gosh, I can't believe I used to take it out of people. I can't remember. It was a progesterone-based implant that would release in your arm, and we would remove them. Now we have Nexplanon, where it does the same thing. And they're really easy to put in. They're really easy to insert, and then they're easy to remove. And for women that forget to take the pill, it's fantastic. So we see kind of a growing trend. If I was a pharmaceutical company, is to figure out how we could get people's daily medication that we know they're going to need to be on. See, it's hard to do that with diabetes and cholesterol medicine and high blood pressure medication because those have to change. But, you know, those have to be adjusted. But any medicine that you have to take that you know you need to be on long term, these implantables are kind of the next big thing. Yeah, there could be some local reactions, some foreign body reaction, an allergies, a body wanting to expel it. But for the most part, rather than a shot and you're hoping it works, an implant still has that reversibility. So it's pretty exciting stuff. With HIV, the debate still ensues on if you have sex with somebody with HIV and you give it to them, should you be charged with a crime? Now, AP News has this report. Sanjay Johnson had a sexual encounter with James Booth on October 2nd, 2015. It was a one-night stand. But, according to AP News, the men were bounded inextricably 2 years later when Booth walked into an Arkansas police station and accused Johnson of exposing him to HIV. Now, I've taught you guys about this. You want to, if you're single and you're having sex out there, you want to have your STD panel done as close as possible to your sexual encounters. So if anybody accuses you of giving you something, you at least have some proof. You know, going, I was negative just 2 days before, or a week before. It wasn't me. Now, I know everybody's hopefully using condoms, right? But they'll say you didn't wear a condom. Like, well, yeah, I did. So, yeah, a big scare, you know, we have in my neck of the woods is somebody accusing somebody of giving you, like, herpes or something. And you're like, but I didn't. I used a condom. I that wasn't me. Now, yes, they can actually type the virus, and they, you know, so there's also DNA testing, things like that. But it just makes it harder. So apparently, one night stand, Booth accuses Johnson of exposing him to HIV. Little Rock prosecutors pursued a criminal charge against Johnson, even though a doctor said he couldn't have transmitted HIV to Booth because he was on medication that suppressed the virus. Well, remember, the medication isn't always 100%. So Johnson said, it really tested me just to keep going. Last year, I thought of suicide. Booth said he deserved to know how Johnson's HIV status, regardless of medical treatment, I could have protected myself. That's what Booth said. So if somebody hides the fact that they have HIV, are they guilty? If somebody knowingly has sex, and then, you know, somebody says, oh, but I didn't know. Well, yeah, I did tell you. Where's the proof? Now, they say 20 states, like Arkansas, make it a crime for people with HIV to have sex without first informing their partner, regardless of whether they use a condom or were on medication that made transmission of the disease effectively impossible. And remember, nothing's 100%. So even if you're on medication and your CD4 counts are good and your viral count is low, or even zero, there's still that potential that you could spread it. Health experts and advocates for HIV patients say rather than deterring behavior that could transmit the virus, laws perpetuate stigma about the disease that could prevent people from getting diagnosed or treated. So somebody who thinks they have HIV, they're like, no, I don't have to tell everybody I have sex with. No way. I don't want to tell people because then everybody will know. You're like, on one end, you're like, yeah, but HIV could kill somebody. But then on the other end, you're like, do they have a right to privacy? You know, if a doctor gets hepatitis, hepatitis could also kill. If you have sex with somebody, you can give somebody hepatitis and kill them. Do you have to report that also? Why is it just HIV? So you see, you can look at both sides of this. There's an argument both ways. And then a patient could say, I don't want a doctor with HIV or hepatitis working on me. Do doctors need to report their status? It's rare for a doctor's blood to get into a patient's, but some doctors might poke themselves, not realize they did, start sewing up a patient, and then realize they poked themselves, and they expose the patient to a needle. So nobody wants to answer that question. It's now majority rules. If more people do not want to be exposed to HIV, and they want more protections, they're going to win with the laws. If more people want HIV to be less stigmatized and protect the rights of those with HIV, it won't go into law. North Carolina and Michigan recently updated their HIV policies to exempt HIV patients from prosecution if they're on medication that has suppressed their virus. A Louisiana law that took effect in August 2018 allows defendants to challenge a charge of exposing someone to HIV by presenting evidence that a doctor advised them they weren't infectious. Okay, well, no doctor isn't going to say that because you're not 100%, non-contagious. So they say many advocates say the new policies create an underclass of people who lack access to drugs and are therefore still vulnerable to prosecution. They say states should instead decriminalize HIV exposure altogether. Again, this wouldn't be an issue if people weren't having, premarital sex. I'm just saying that, people. I mean, girls and boys, if you wait to have sex with somebody you're betrothed to, and I believe most states you still get a blood test, right? For your, I remember in California we had to get a syphilis and an HIV test for me to marry my husband. I mean, if you do wait till you're married to have sex, this is a non-issue. But when you have casual sex, this is a problem. You forgetting the disease, you forgetting, persecuted or prosecuted for giving somebody the disease. I don't know what the answer is. All I can tell people out there is be careful. We're going to have people accused when they should. We're going to have people accused when they shouldn't. If you did everything right and you have HIV and you told them and you go, look, I have HIV, but I'm on medication, I'm using a condom, at what sort of consent will hold up in court? Do you have to have somebody sign a paper? 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is kind of a rare headline. Most people don't feel sorry for the French. We just don't. I mean, you know, they have Paris, they have beautiful beaches, amazing countryside. We, you know, if you're in France, we really don't, you know, feel sorry for you. Don't come to us, right? You know, for tears or even a tissue, okay? You get to live in France. But We might feel sorry for them now. Paris records its hottest day, 108.6 degrees Fahrenheit. I believe they broke a record set in the 40s. As the heat wave continues to scorch Europe. Now, I was in Paris a few weeks ago. I think I was end of June. It was hot. It was miserable. And the Champ de Mars, that's in front of the Eiffel Tower, has now turned into like a public pool area where they have set off fountains and people are literally in water to cool down. It's a sight I've never seen. I've been to France twice. Fantastic. Paris is beautiful, one of the most beautiful cities. But you have a whole bunch of people now in that kind of pathway that was grass, right? Now flooded in water so people can cool off. Same is true in Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands. Temperatures rose and records tumbled one by one, they say, across Western Europe. This has been reported by the New York Times. So, again, we got to be careful with this whole, you know, climate change versus global warming discussion. But there was a heat wave. Now, just because there's a heat wave does not mean, again, we have to stop eating, okay, a sandwich. If you want to have your bologna sandwich, you can have your bologna sandwich. I'd worry more about the nitrites in your colon than I'd be worried about the climate. But, nevertheless, apparently, there was a record set in 1947. I think it was 108 degrees, I'm not sure, back in 1947. So they had a heat wave then. Okay, I don't know if there was global warming in the 1940s. But in Paris, the temperature was 108.6, according to French National Weather Service. 20 million people in northern France were expected to be affected by the heat. Netherlands, which is even more north of France, also topped 104 degrees Fahrenheit. That shattered a record high set only a day earlier. In Germany, it hit 106.7 degrees Fahrenheit. For the second time this week, Belgium measured its hottest day, 105. They do have higher humidity than some areas in America, and some of their humidity is lower. I mean, their humidity is definitely less than Florida. And they are at a higher latitude. But that's pretty damn hot. I'm not exactly sure what was going on in Italy. My guess is it was hot there, too. But apparently, heat like that in Brussels, Belgium, not really the average. They say the hottest summers in Europe in the past 500 years have all come in the past 17 years, they said. Okay, well, wait, okay, you know, so 500 years ago, the 1200s, no, the 1400s. Okay, I get they have thermometers, but I mean, were they really that diligent to the degree? I mean, were they that exact? Okay, I mean, we've done a lot of, you know, we've made a lot of headway on, right, temperatures and weather and all that. I believe, yes, we do have temperature records in the past, but I just don't, I'm not 100% convinced that we can compare 2019 to the 1400s, okay? No. 500 years, that'd be 1500s. Sorry. Okay. So, they say in the years ahead, they say many more are likely to scorch temperate zones like northern Europe. In England, you see people flooding the beach. Apparently in England, they had 101 degree temperatures. And they say heat waves are extreme weather events. But research shows that climate change, they are likely to become more common, perhaps occurring as regularly as every other year. They say the heat wave in Britain experienced last summer showed it was 30 times more likely for a heat wave to occur now than in 1750 because of the higher concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Now, the Met Office placed 5 of England's 9 regions on health watch, a level 3 heat health watch. That's one short of a national emergency. So they're advising in Great Britain, and England is up north. I mean, England is, I think, at the same level as New York and Maine and Rhode Island. I mean, it's up there. I mean, in terms of latitude, I have to double check. But they're telling them to stay hydrated, avoid prolonged exposure to the sun, wear sunscreen, avoid traveling by train if they feel unwell. New York and the northern coast and northeast has been dealing with heat wave also. I'm looking at a picture right now in Amsterdam with people at a table, but they're in an inflatable pool. So they all have their shoes off, And to keep them cool, they look really comfortable. They're at a table dining, but there's a pool. They're actually in a pool. It's kind of interesting. So, I'm a little nervous about the heat because I don't think a lot of us are ready for it. When you deal with summers like I have, all right, and I mean Phoenix got hot, I think we kind of know to just stay indoors. My mom had swamp coolers growing up. She didn't have air conditioning. So, you know, she taught us ways to cool down in case the air conditioning broke. Nowadays, you wonder if somebody lost air conditioning, what would they do? But don't underestimate the heat. Don't underestimate how fast it can make you sick. And I can't tell you how many people have called in to telemedicine going, oh, gosh, you know, I think I have the flu. And they describe these symptoms, and I go, were you outside yesterday? Well, yeah, that's heat illness. So you feel crampy. You feel achy. You feel like you can't get comfortable. You feel horrible. You feel hot. You feel dizzy. You feel confused. If you were outside, that could be a sign of heat illness. You've got to get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I want my vitamin D. Well, okay, vitamin D is good. Maybe take it orally so you don't get skin cancer, but we do need a little sun, but not during a heat wave. Vitamin D, however, is in the news because they think it could stave off diabetes. This isn't the first time we heard about this. They say vitamin D will bolster your insulin, the hormone made by the pancreas, which is essential for metabolizing sugar. If your vitamin D is low, you might be more at risk for diabetes. You might be more at risk for cancer. We've talked about that. Bone density. But if your vitamin D is good, we might notice more efficacy in terms of, or more success in staving off diabetes. Canadian scientists have presented surprisingly new data that suggests high doses of the quote-unquote sunshine vitamin, according to Daily Mail, could slow the condition in newly diagnosed patients and may even protect those from developing it. They've got to be very, very careful saying you take your vitamin D, you won't get diabetes. I mean, if you're destined to get it, if you have the, you know, genes for it, you have the genes for it. But lead author Dr. Claudia Gagnon of Laval University says the reason we saw improvements in glucose metabolism following vitamin D supplementation with those high risk for diabetes or with newly diagnosed diabetes, they say while other studies failed to demonstrate an effect, is unclear. So they don't know why their study showed it worked when other studies didn't. They think maybe it helps the metabolism. Now, we know that people that go out there and get sun and exercise seem to do better when it comes with weight, when it comes with cancer, when it comes with bone mass. Then again, maybe it's because they're exercising. Maybe it's because rather than playing video games or watching Netflix, they're out there doing something. And I believe vitamin D is better obtained by the sun. It's not saferly obtained, but it is better obtained by the sun. But for those of us that aren't allowed to go out into the sun because we'll get skin cancer, we take vitamin D pills. So get your vitamin D's checked. We want it at least above the level of 30. I would really like it in your 40s or 50s if you can. But if you're in your 20s, your levels of 20 milligrams per deciliter is too low. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.